I had to go back and pick up the trash I dropped. It wasn't that much, though. It would have been fine.
God only gave us one planet to live on. We need to take care of it and keep it clean. Hi, and welcome to this Thursday edition of Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Imagine this. You're having a picnic at the park, playing on the swings, and eating some delicious lunch. Pretty soon, it's time to go, so you have to clean up your trash. Did you make sure you got every piece? Make sure to get it all. It's important to keep the Earth clean, because it's the only one we've got. And taking care of the environment is a way that we can show how much we love God. After all, like Psalm 24 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. He founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart." Our story today is called The Old Planet. Journey and Bryn ran to the garage where their dad was working. "Mom says we're going to have a picnic at the park," said Journey. "Can we go soon?" "We want to have time to play on the swings before we eat," added Bryn. "Okay," said Dad. "But before we go, I need to sweep out the garage and wash the car." "The car isn't very dirty," said Bryn. "And why bother anyway? It's old." "You're right. It is old," Dad replied. "But it's the only car we have. And God calls us to be good stewards of all we've been given. You can help. Then it will get done quicker." The girls reluctantly got busy. Journey swept the garage while Bryn got out sponges and Dad pulled out the hose. They washed and polished the car until it shone brightly. "There," Dad said. "It looks almost as good as new." Journey nodded. "Can we go now?" she asked. "If Mom's got the food ready, we can," said Dad. Soon they were on their way. At the park, Dad pushed Journey and Bryn on the swings, and the girls also had fun on the slides and other playground equipment. Then he called for them to come and eat. "It's so beautiful here," Mom said as they ate. "The trees and the sky and the flowers are so pretty." When they had finished eating, Journey and Bryn carried the trash to a garbage can. "Thanks, kids," Dad said when they got back, "though I see some of the stuff fell on the ground when you were walking over and you left it. That's no way to treat this old planet. Go back and pick it up." "Old planet?" asked Journey. Dad nodded. "Like I said about our old car, this old planet is the only one we have to live on, and God wants us to take good care of it. This may be an old planet, but it's also a wonderful, amazing, beautiful planet. We should do all we can to keep it that way." "Okay, Dad," Bryn said, and the girls hurried back to pick up their trash. So how about you? Do you do all that you can to take care of this old planet? God gave you this beautiful world to be your earthly home, and He wants you to do your part in keeping it that way. Caring for things in nature, recycling, and putting trash in garbage cans are all ways that you can do that. Think of some other simple things you can do to help keep God's creation clean and beautiful. Our key verse once again, Psalm 24, verse 1. "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." And our key thought today, take care of God's earth. You know, I hope you like listening to the Keys for Kids stories with me every day, but do you want to read them too? Now you can get them for your Nook or Kindle. And when you're done with the stories, there's games and crafts for you too, like making slime from the Pity Puddle story. Ask one of your parents to go to keysforkids.org and then click on Shop. The Keys for Kids ebook is a fun way to have story time with God every day. Learn more about Him and get the ebook at keysforkids.org, then click Shop. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.